didn't start a business just to keep the lights on. You're here to sell more today than yesterday. You're here to win. Lucky for you, Shopify built the best converting checkout on the planet. Like the just one tapping, ridiculously fast acting, sky-high sales stacking champion of checkouts. That's the good stuff right there. So if your business is in it to win it, win with Shopify. Start your free trial today at shopify.com/win.
With the Blue Cash Everyday Card, it's easy to earn 3% cash back on groceries at U.S. supermarkets, U.S. online retail purchases, and U.S. gas stations. That's how we grow our family's little nest egg. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-bc. Terms and cash back cap apply.
Stream the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire worldwide every day at tntradioempire.com. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Two shows tomorrow, Friday night, and two shows Saturday night at the Omaha Funny Bone. The late shows, there's a couple seats left on either one.
Omaha.funnybone.com, and the headliner is Derek Stroop. He joins us now.
Hi, Derek.
Hey, bud.
Hey, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Right. Good, man. Thanks for phoning, man.
Stalking your Facebook page. What is your connection to the West Virginia Mountaineers?
Oh, love the Mountaineers. I was born in Charleston, and I lived there till I was nine, and then I moved to Alabama. My grandmother taught at WVU, so huge fan of the Mountaineers.
I remember before we first met you, we were talking about football, and you said you're a WVU fan, and of course your baseball team made their Super Regionals. That's pretty cool, huh?
Oh, it's huge. Yeah. We've been making a big push the past 5 or 6 years. We've been knocking on the door in college baseball. We made it to the Super Regionals last year, lost it in a heartbreaker to North Carolina. So, yeah, I mean, we're trying to get up there too, y'all, this year. But it's exciting.
You also went to Jacksonville State, which a lot of people don't know is Jacksonville, Alabama. And right. They made the field of 64 this year. Were you cheering for them as well?
Oh, yeah. It's one of those things. When I was at Jacksonville State, I mean, it was barely a university. I mean, just a tiny, tiny school. I'll tell you, we upset Ole Miss at Ole Miss in 2010, triple overtime. I was there, and we were such a small school. Everybody was telling us to go back to Florida where we came from. We were trying to tell them, we are from Alabama.
That was football?
That was football.
Wow. What year was that? They beat me. Ole Miss.
2010, we went into the Grove, opening game of the season, triple overtime, and beat them in the Grove. I was there. I mean, they flashed to the audience. You could see me just for a second. I mean, I was just crying. I still drank back then, so I was bourbon crying in the stands.
How they treat young fans from your school? Because, you know, Ole Miss fans, most college football fans, were probably pretty pissed, right?
Yeah, well, Ole Miss has actually got some pretty notorious good hospitality. The Grove,
yeah.
where you kind of, you know, tailgate and all that, just like a canopy of trees a mile long. Yeah. They're great. But once we beat them, the whole vibe changed. I can tell you that, but it made for a memorable weekend. I'll never forget it. Ole Miss fans have a hard time remembering, but I remember.
What that conference were they in at the time?
Oh, Jack.
We were Division I AA. Oh. We were in the OVC, the Ohio Valley Conference. Now we're Conference USA, which, I mean, I never dreamed of it. It's really cool to see, though.
Derek Stroop with us. He's at the Funny Bone Omaha. Two shows Friday night, two shows Saturday night. He's not going to be able to make it to the studio because you're out with Bart Gotze. You got to forgive us. We haven't seen the movie yet, but do you like your portrayal? You're in the Breadwinner. And
yeah.
Did you see it before it was released, your scenes or not?
Yeah, my scenes. I haven't got to see the whole movie myself yet. I've been nonstop out here, but I got to see my scenes and some scenes around it, And, well, I got to see, like, kind of chopped up throughout the movie, different scenes. And I already knew that, I mean, you could tell, I was shocked, actually, at how funny and good it is. It's like a classic family comedy. I mean, it's like, it turned out so good. It turned out so good. We haven't had one of these in like a decade for whatever reason. And the role, Nate did me right, man. He gave me a role that he knew I could nail. I was an insufferable salesman, car salesman, and so I didn't even have to audition. They just put me out there, and so, yeah, I nailed that little scene I've got, and it's really cool. Well, it's a lot of fun. Cool. I'm excited for everybody to see it.
The reviews I've read on that movie.
Be excited for you to see it.
Yeah, is there's lots of product placement in this movie.
Yeah,
there is. You know, Nate's about products in general. Anyways, I mean, he talks about fast food and different stuff. But yeah, it kind of reminds me. They used to do that a lot back in the day. You know, they would zoom in and there'd be an RC Cola can on the table. Or but yeah, I'm proud to be in this movie. And Nate, he knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, it's getting good stuff. Did you? I like I said, we haven't seen your scenes or the movie for that matter, but have you seen any interaction with Mandy Moore at all? Was she cool?
I didn't get to run into Mandy.
Okay.
I'm sure that I would have made it awkward, you know, being a kid that was born in the early 80s and raised in the 90s, I'm sure that I would have sounded like the Cowardly Lion trying to but no, I didn't get to talk to her.
Yeah, that's what I would be thinking a lot. There's an age group of guys, even guys like us, she's a beautiful woman. Yeah, so
for sure
maybe that's why they kept you from her. Derek Stroop,
they might
at the funny. Well, you know what? I know you're on the road, you don't have much time, but WVU gets up to Omaha, you got to come back, you know, see a game.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
I definitely will. We're one of those fan bases, you know, from just a state that's got a lot of fight in us. We're notorious for being great fans.
Right.
I mean, and, you know, that might depend. Some might call it great. Some might call it hostile. But,
When it's time to scale your business, it's time for Shopify. Get everything you need to grow the way you want. Like, all the way. Stack more sales with the best converting checkout on the planet. Track your cha-chings from every channel, right in one spot. And turn real-time reporting into big-time opportunities. Take your business to a whole new level. Switch to Shopify. Start your free trial today.
The video of the walk-off, and the whole crowd sings "Country, Take Me Home, Country Road," when they sing that song, that video, even if you're not a WVU fan, is pretty incredible. You know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, when you got schools and states like, you know, like Nebraska and West Virginia, we're free agent states. We don't have pro teams.
Right.
We don't have these big markets. And so everything we've got is on this collegiate team, you know, especially in a state like West Virginia. I mean, you got Marshall, but who really cares? So there's just one really team in that state. And so you can just tell how much it means to us. And it's fun because it brings other people in, you know, when you see the country roads and the walk-off. Yeah. So it's been fun.
What? You're at the casino in Biloxi coming up here, Derek Stroop, with us. You should bring up that game. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something about Biloxi. I don't know if y'all have ever been there. They will not care at all about that game. I'll be down there with some drunk shrimp fisherman who's trying to get his money back on a craps table.
They won't care. But you want to check out Derek's dates around the country, just go to DerekStroop.com.
I think he's going to be in Wichita this fall.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Des Moines.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely. I'm coming through the heart of the Midwest a good bit. Des Moines this fall. I'm in Rochester, Cedar Rapids. I'm coming through there. I mean, the South and the Midwest are almost identical. The biggest difference is a war. But besides that, very similar places in a lot of ways.
Derek Strew with us. Derek, you—I know you can't come in Friday because you're out with Bargatze. When you leave a stadium, basically, or a huge arena, and go back to the club, how's that feel? Like all of a sudden, bang, stadium, bang, packed club. What do you like better?
Oh man! Well, I mean, when you have the arena is just an unbelievable experience. Yeah. Being out there, you know, Nate selling out places with 15,000, 20,000, right. And I'm not. I'm a healthy amount of delusional. I'm not out of my mind, so I don't really get caught up in that world too much. When I'm in the club, those are my fans that have bought tickets to see me, and it feels very personal and it's satisfying to know that they're all in those seats to check out a show. So they're both two different experiences. The thing going out with Nate on those arena runs and stuff is truly unbelievable. I mean, for a country guy like me, it feels like a make-a-wish out there, really. But the clubs, there's a lot of pride involved in the clubs because it's such a personal thing. So I enjoy both of them. But I really think that comedy was made to be experienced in a theater. That's my favorite place I've ever performed and seen to perform. Theaters are just really for a live act of any kind. It's really tough to beat a theater and how historical it is and yada, yada. So, yeah.
Yeah. Will there be a portion of Nate Land dedicated to you? And do you know of any of these plans?
No. I don't think there's. I haven't seen any blueprints. You know, for that. There's no. I haven't seen a Derek Yells roller coaster at the theme park yet. That Nate's building.
Yeah, but no. Nate's the kind of guy that includes his friends. So
we proposed a Greg Warren section for
sure. Or at least opening act land.
Yeah.
I would love. A Greg Warren section would be pretty fun for sure. But yeah, no, Nate is the type of guy, you know, I mean, but I don't know if I would get a super special section. You could just probably find me guessing people's weights somewhere. But
as long as you're in there somewhere.
Omaha.funnybone.com to get tickets. Just some seats left in both late shows, Friday and Saturday. DerekStrup.com for dates around the country. Derek, by the way, if West Virginia does make it, we're rooting for him, and you make it in. You just got to stop up and say hi while you're in town, man.
We got a seat for him.
Oh, I'll definitely. Y'all are my favorite. I'll definitely swing by and say, hey, man. Hopefully, we pull it off.
Cool, all right, man.
Good luck, Derek. Take care,
brother.
Have
a good weekend. Maybe we'll see you. Take care.
Thank you. Thank y'all. Have a good one.
Bye now.
Nick said that'd be the first guy you would want to go see. Didn't you tell me that off the air?
I'm going to see him on Saturday night.
There you go.
Me too.
You told me. I asked you if you missed comedy. You said not doing it, not watching it, nothing. You said, but I might go see Derek Stroop because you like Derek, right?
He will be.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
My son likes him a lot. My nephew likes him a lot. So
Tyler Walsh is opening up those shows in town.
That's right.
That's a great pairing.
He's in Hershey, Pennsylvania, the 11th of October.
I saw that. Hershey Theater, too.
If you're in Grand Forks, you want to make a run down to Fargo, November 12th, Minneapolis, the 13th. Des Moines on November 14th and Wichita November 21st.
Yeah, he's a dude. If you want to see him in a club, like now's your chance.
Oh, and he's
starting this fall. He's in, like, when he's in Wichita and Des Moines, he's in theaters.
Yeah, before he blows up.
He might come back to a place like this to work on his next theater run, like his act, his new hour, or whatever. But this is your chance.
And truly, he is always worth the ticket cost. It's a great show seeing Derek.
I just love Righteous Anger about, like, gravy or whatever.
You could have stopped at Righteous Anger.
But it's not. I love that he's like really mad about really small things.
Yeah, that's why we like him too.
Yes. We relate to that.
That's why he fits in around here.
That's his damn show for sure. Tyrell, you got to leave. You got to stay.
I'm gonna take off here.
All right. Okay. Thanks for coming up.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
See you next time, pal.
Yes, sir.
Your wife was looking at you the whole time. Something must be going on there. I don't know.
she's doing great. Everything's okay. everything's
good, man.
I love you. Wait until after she leaves to say that.
Everything is great. Everything's.
All right, brother. What are your socials there, Tyrell?
Tyrell Frazier Comedy, Warehouse Comedy Theater. Just across the board for everything.
All right, man. Cool. See you tomorrow. See you next week, probably. Whenever you come back.
I'll be back soon.
All right. See you, bud. Take care.
Thanks.
Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.